got high. Now I've got an angel in the sky. Now I've got an angel in the sky.
Hi everyone, this is Addie, and you're listening to It's Past My Bedtime on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
rabbit with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
What's up, guys? This is Addy. I'm on with a few guests this evening. I have from left to right, it's Eric.
What's up, guys?
Elliot. Katie.
What's up?
And Quinn.
What's good?
Quinn's already got it mastered.
Hey, guys. Actually, keep your voices down a little bit because you're too loud. Just chill out a little bit. Yeah.
Oh my God.
For anyone who's listening, we're just going to talk about how we're feeling. Our first segment here is Freaky Friday. We're going to reflect on our favorite people in the universe and who we'd switch with. I actually did this last night with a few of my good friends, and my choice was Justin Timberlake, and I stand by that 100%. Okay, Quinn, you're up.
I said last night
Martin Garrix, but I've since changed my idea to Brandon Flowers, the lead singer of The Killers, because he makes better music, and he's sick, and like, you know, just being a band.
The Killers
is
a great
band.
Awesome. I think I might put them on next because I love The Killers.
Which song do you think?
When we were young, I was emotional about that song growing up. Katie, who would you switch with?
Hear us right now?
Nobody.
I was going to say Addy, but now I'm feeling like...
Just Quinn.
Yeah, nobody else can hear us.
Yeah, Quinn,
she's
DJing,
and she's pretty cool. I'm still thinking. I was thinking Lady Gaga.
That'd be good.
Because she's pretty sick. And did you see her performance the other night?
At the Met Gala?
Yeah, when she took off all her clothes.
She's
I've had so much.
Do you guys see the
really
Met Gala where
choice.
It's like the Cinderella thing, like the girl's dress?
Zendaya.
That was crazy.
Okay, but Lady Gaga had four outfits on. She was so camp.
That's crazy.
She really
Lady Gaga's
fit the
sick.
Theme.
Zendaya left a glass slipper
So,
behind,
like,
though.
That's like, who I would choose. And yeah. Also Addy.
I would choose Addy. You know? She has her own radio show, you know.
Okay, Ava, who would you switch with?
Definitely first would be Addy. But if I had to pick a hard second, Maybe Stephen Hawking.
I'm sorry to tell you.
Stephen Hawking.
Can
Ava
I say,
holds him true to
has
her
anyone
heart.
Heard about spaghettification?
Yes.
Only
you get,
Ava.
You get no. stretched in the back. Yeah. Black
oh, hole. That's crazy.
It's one of the
Wait, no, Ava, go off on that topic for a sec, because that's actually really interesting.
I've just, like, read him since I was in, like, sixth grade, and obviously in sixth grade I grasped about 0% of anything he was saying, what? But something about him, like...
Yeah.
Just exploring these things I'd never even heard of. I don't know. I think
black holes.
Yeah, like the concept of black holes, wormholes, time travel. I took four-dimensional space-time my freshman year. I just love the guy.
Talk about spaghettification a little bit.
No,
that sounds really
spaghettification.
Yeah. So
it's fucking
step a few steps back. There's, if anyone's heard of the space-time continuum, there's like a fabric of space that is just time. And in a black hole, gravity kind of bends this time and, in fact, bends everything, like humanity and light. So if a person is to go into a black hole, a certain type of black hole, they will be spaghettified because of the gradient of the massive increase in gravity.
So you get stretched in
like
the black
spaghetti.
Hole.
You literally
you're like,
turn
you're
into spaghetti.
You're pulled because your feet are more affected by gravity than your the
yeah.
top of your body.
It's actually
basically.
Pretty cool.
You get stretched. But there's also other black holes that are more...
Intense.
There's
different types of black holes.
Yes.
Yes, there's more intense ones where when you get close enough, you get squashed.
Yeah. But yeah. I think black holes are just, like, you can travel time with a black hole.
What's sick is that the first black hole ever really observed and discovered was a young woman, man. That's
I know.
That's
and
huge.
It looked so
that could
much.
Be you, Ava. Absolutely.
People should see the,
no, absolutely.
The picture of, like,
I've never
the
met
3D.
Anybody in my life that's more passionate about
yeah,
astrophysics
Ava.
And, like, the space-time continuum than you and Ava.
But it's not what I'm studying.
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
I don't know.
All right. Elliot, you're up next. What would you switch with?
What?
What would I switch with?
Yeah, no,
I'd switch with an inchworm.
Yeah, that'd be chill.
An inchworm specifically. Why is that?
Oh no, you just said what? So the first thing
okay,
that popped
fine.
In my head.
Why? Okay, actually, that's fair. Freaky Friday, we didn't even think about like inanimate objects and other animals. You're right. So what or who would you switch with?
A cat.
Okay, you're off. Eric. All right,
it's nice meeting you guys.
Yeah.
I love you.
Eric, who would you switch with?
Last night I said Charles Barkley, but I think I might change that from last time.
Okay.
I'm thinking. Either Michael Shea or the other guy on Weekend Update. I'm blanking
Colin
on his name.
Jost.
Colin Jost.
Wow, that was
cool. Oh, Colin Jost is a great
there,
one. Colin Jost is a great one.
That'd be chill.
He's
either
so
one
funny.
Of them, like to be on a Weekend Update like once a week and just like spit out. Oh my god. Just like
any material you have. No, those guys are at their peaks. Like in your comedy career, that is the best.
Like
you spend a week
coming up with material, and then that's like you just like basically go out with your friend and just like. That's so crazy. That's so nice.
That's a good one. Colin Jost is a good.
He's dating Kate Upton. Isn't he dating Kate Upton?
No.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
He's doing well for himself. Michael Shea too. The two of those guys, they're good, funny guys.
Quinn thought the Rockets were gonna win. Quinn thought the Rockets were gonna win in seven.
All right, you're off. We're gonna put the song back.
Who can help me take away my sorrow? Maybe it's inside the bottle. Maybe it's inside the bottle. I had some good old buddies. Names is whiskey and wine. Hey, hey. And for my good old buddies, I spend my last dime. Hey, hey. Now wine is good to me. You help me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keep me warm in the sunshine. Hey, hey. Your mama may have blessed the child.
Waiting on some beauty.
That song has a special place in my heart. My brothers and I used to listen to that on Rock Band when I was like anywhere between the ages of 8 and 18 years old, I think. That's actually one of my favorite songs of all time. But we're going to get it a little bit more upbeat, and then we'll start talking again. So here we go. We're back on. What's going on, everybody?
How are you? Oh my Jesus.
Turn you back down.
How are you doing, Katie? Katie, how are you doing? How's your night?
We're doing good. It's a good night.
Katie, you should just take Ava's headphones because she's about to go to sleep.
Just take Quinn's. Take Quinn's. Quinn has nothing good to say. Take Quinn's.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's funny because Eric is really
nobody can hear you. Coolest person I've ever nobody met. Can hear you.
Thank you. Addie thought we were going to talk about basketball, but we're not going to because we respect
basketball.
Her.
Who wants to talk about basketball?
Nobody does.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Wait, who do you guys have coming out of the Eastern Conference?
Just mute Quinn. Mute Quinn. Keep all of us.
You're back up.
Glass. I look through my window so bright. I see the stars come out tonight. passenger. We'll ride through the city tonight. We'll see the city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A stars made for us tonight.
Because they have something to say that's not related to sports, because I find that incredibly boring. All right, Eric, start
Oh, wait,
up.
Are you putting us on blast right now?
You're on
oh,
right wow. now.
Oh, these were joke. These were joke topics. I
didn't really know what we were
dead
doing.
Serious. You're on.
So we're gonna do a little. We're gonna do a little. You guys did. You guys did for your Freaky Fridays, right?
Yeah.
We all did.
Okay.
Except
what if we did? Because what if we did a little Tinder for the tender soul?
You know what? That was a really good suggestion.
We should try that. We should try. Addy, you lead it off. I don't know how it goes. You lead it off.
Okay, so Tinder for the Tender Soul. The idea of this segment is that each one of us proposes a hypothetical Tinder profile, and everybody decides if they would swipe right or swipe left.
Oh, I've never.
Okay, so this is the first profile. His name is Jason. He's 22. And okay, guys, obviously you're attracted to females, the ones that are in this room. But just hypothetically, if you were a girl, the males in this room are heterosexual. So just pretend like you are attracted to males in this moment while we play this game. That's the,
right,
that's the goal of the
game. I can do that.
And when they propose girls, we do the same thing. Okay. Would you swipe right or swipe left, hypothetically?
So, tell me more about him. Tell me more about him.
Okay, Jason, he's 22 years old.
Eric really needs
to
know him.
He graduated from a NESCAC school, not the one that you go to, but a NESCAC school. So you have a little bit in common with
talking
him.
Talking Bates? We talking Bates? What are we talking to?
you clearly really want to be
Bates. Oh, Middlebury. We're talking
are we
Middlebury.
Talking
it's
Con,
middle,
Con
Middlebury.
College or like what?
It's Middlebury, Jason. We got it.
Whatever you want it to be. All it's right. a NESCAC
it's
school.
It's fucking college.
Did he play
college.
Sports there? He was a varsity athlete?
Stop.
What clubs?
He has three photos. One of them is with his mom. Another one is with his dog. And the third one is with some random chick.
What type of dog?
And his bio is just want to chill out.
That's
sick. 6'3". So swipe right or swipe left?
Right left. On that.
Wait, what's yes and what's no?
Swipe right is saying yes.
Oh, I'd say.
Wait.
It's a swipe
pictures.
Left.
Mom.
Mom, dog, and random chick.
Oh, dog.
Dog, yeah. Dog.
Swipe left.
Mama's boy, that's fun. I'd say
no for me,
random
dog.
Chick.
It's a no for me, dog.
Random chick. Dog. Random chick in 6'3". I'd say swipe left. That's kind of weird.
Like, yeah, I'm not going to lie. That
I'm
as I was creating
left.
That, I would swipe left immediately. If his bio was
Addy,
just
you,
wanna
you
chill.
Knew you made it to swipe left.
Just want to chill. For someone I can laugh with.
I'm 6'3".
Yeah, if it's swipe left, I'm sorry, you're out. You're out, you're done.
All right, let's put on a song.
All right.
I got a new girlfriend. He feels like he's on top. And I don't feel no remorse. And you can't see past. Since the flood. Oh, Ophelia, heaven help a fool who falls in love. I got a little paycheck. You got big plans and you gotta move. And I don't feel left in it all.
love. Oh, Ophelia, heaven help a fool who falls in love. Oh, Ophelia, you've been on my mind, girl, since the flood.
Has another topic idea for us.
All right, so after I came up with the Freaky Friday idea, that for the record, yeah.
Totally original idea by Eric, guys.
For the record, Quinn did not come up with that idea. That was
great,
me.
Great idea, Eric.
Number two. All right, we're trying to think. If you could, like, go back to school. We know finals are just over. Get that stuff all out of the way. But, like, if you could go back to school and work on a group project and present, like, a presentation with anybody, like, alive or dead, you and that other person, who would you pick?
Cardi B.
Braveheart.
Cardi B. Why
Braveheart.
Cardi B?
Cardi B would make it the most interesting person.
Because she's a big
ever.
Personality. Like, she, like, would she drown you out?
Well,
like,
I'm no, she would drown her out. I'm one of those people that, like, Addie, when you know you're walking into a group presentation,
Addie, she's
nuts. There are some people you know you're going to do all the work. If you work with them, you know you're going to do everything. And I usually assume that. If I really want to work with somebody who's incredible, I'd probably choose, like, one of my past professors. My orgo professor this semester, if I actually wanted shit to get done, like, things to get done, I would want Professor Samuel Thomas to work on it with me.
What about Gritzer?
Gritzer wouldn't know. Didn't have that person. But Thomas, I would work with him. If I want to have a good presentation, Cardi B. There is nobody who owns whatever she says more than anyone.
That's true.
She says anything and goes, and then that's it.
That's
and
it. End of conversation.
Like, that's law.
Imagine
that's
her
law.
As a lawyer. Imagine her as a lawyer.
Like, it's law.
Imagine you're on trial. It's like her and Kim Kardashian now as lawyers.
She would absolutely
be crazy.
Win.
It'd be crazy.
Kim sounds dumb. Cardi can say
apparently,
anything.
Apparently, Kim has done a lot. She's freed like 17 like people convicted of like wrongful crimes.
She didn't actually have to do that. She had to say one thing and then somebody else did all the work. But people listened because she got involved.
But still.
No, she's taking.
If you make people listen,
you
like,
know what?
Props
she's
to
saying
you.
Good. She's doing a good job of taking advantage of her fame yeah. for the sake That's of other true. People, which is a good thing. But if I'm working on a group project with someone. It was
man.
On CNN. Elliot, it was on CNN today.
I saw it on Snapchat stories.
Also, I think Maria maybe sent me that or something.
Possibly. Yeah.
I would do a presentation with
you.
Braveheart. Because
okay.
Braveheart gave a sick fuck freaking speech. You know,
Braveheart.
To say
you mean
word.
Mel Gibson or like Braveheart?
No, just Braveheart.
Like the movie.
Mel Gibson's a racist, but the character
okay.
of Braveheart.
So
in the
not
movie,
Mel
Braveheart.
Gibson, but you'll do Braveheart.
No, I'd want the fictional character of Braveheart because that okay. speech in that movie. Unreal motivational speech.
What about
that
the coach?
Get you going.
What about the coach from Miracle on Ice? That like the.
I mean, that's
speech.
True. Herb Brooks would be sick. I changed my answer. You
Herb
know
Brooks
what? You convinced
good.
Me. Herb Brooks
would be good.
He's in.
And he's much less racist than Mel Gibson. So like you know.
He's probably
still
racist.
Maybe
a
little bit. What was the question?
Who would you do a group presentation with?
You have to be a celebrity.
Alive or dead? Anybody? Anybody?
Oh. Chris Herbosa.
Really? It's why him?
Dude, he'd get onto it early.
Cause, like, he's the only
thing. No, he would get
like,
onto
man,
it
man, don't you love just hanging in the library?
He would get onto
it a.m. every day.
You really jumped on that, but I have something nice to say about your roommate.
Yeah. What do you have to say about Chris?
Give him a shout out.
I think Chris is really good at, like, starting things early and preparing
he's
and
dedicated.
Planning
he's dedicated.
With great, great enthusiasm. And that's something that I've always looked forward to my whole entire life.
You look forward to what? Sorry? You mean you looked up to?
No, forward to getting with Chris, sexually engaging with.
I'm so glad your girlfriend is asleep right now.
Yes, she is passed out. But Quinn and Chris and I, excuse
me. Ava is sitting right next to him, dead asleep.
Hello.
She's no understanding.
I'd say Robin Williams. I feel like Robin Williams would be funny, but he would know his stuff. He would. He's a really smart guy.
He would answer the questions very well.
Robin
with a,
really well.
With
most
a good
actors
comedic
would
retort.
Be good in presentation.
Or
just
Will Ferrell.
They
Will
can
Ferrell.
Own anything you want them to be.
And they're
Will
quick.
Ferrell, I think, would be
and
fine.
And they're quick.
They are very quick.
I think a lot.
They're on
that's
their
yeah,
matters.
Mel Gibson, dude.
If you're
that's
quick
all I say.
Yeah, you're good.
So be great.
Well, Gibson's too quick. He's too quick.
I think some actors, though, wouldn't.
No.
Take the stage. I think some
Keanu
actors
Reeves,
are more.
Keanu Reeves, actually.
He's a great guy. I love
he'd be
Keanu
great.
Reeves.
He'd
I think somebody.
He's an amazing.
Keanu
person.
Reeves would be a good choice.
He would
I think
be a
somebody
great
like Will Ferrell would actually light up the stage, but a random actor would not.
I think he has a special talent.
You know what? I'd take Elliot Sader.
Any actor that came from improv would be good.
Exactly.
Or stand up. I think or stand up.
Improv is one of the most impressive things.
Yeah. That's an incredible skill.
I just like it is so
Wait, guys, watch. I heard that Ava used to do improv. Let's hear it, Ava.
Oh, she did it so
Oh my god, that's so funny.
That's
right
sick.
Right on the spot. That's she sick. Did that.
That was so funny.
She come up
for
with
the
that,
viewers at home who didn't get to hear that. That was the best stand up routine I've ever
done. Sound a quick win for the one viewer. For the one viewer at home.
It's because she's quick.
All right, back to the music.
Sun hasn't died deep in my bones, straight from inside.
This one's not me. I want to give a shout out to my friend Alex E. He's the one who came up with it. Really nice kid.
Last name is E.
Thank you, Alex.
I want to protect his identity. So
okay, go on with the segment.
Okay, so he had this idea. He asked me this a few weeks ago. So would you rather, like any song, there could be any song in the universe. Any song in the universe could like exist, but they all have to be sung by Pitbull, like Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, no!
Okay, I'm not done. So any song, but they're sung by Pitbull, or would you have like all artists, like any artist can sing a song, but they all have to be covers of Pitbull songs?
Any artist singing a Pitbull song.
Can you imagine?
Pitbull's voice.
Mr. Worldwide. I'm taking Mr. Worldwide.
This is a hot take.
Like Les Mis. Les Mis with Pitbull. Like that.
Okay, how about this? I have only listened to lyricless songs for the rest of my life.
He would do the violin part.
He would hum them.
No.
That's so
Pitbull would play violin in classical music. He would be the one on the
that's
violin.
Like, does he play well?
No, not at all. Okay, it'd be awful.
Okay, fair enough.
You already know Pitbull. Obviously no. Choose people doing covers of his songs. Imagine Pitbull singing this song.
Yeah.
I just want to say this is Addie Wolf, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Radio. Quinn, you're not on the mic right now, but you guys can all say bye now if you want to.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to us.
We might still be here. Bye. So.
But if you know who I am.
Bye.
Bye.
It's been great.
It's nothing else.
Thanks, guys, for coming on. Peace, bro.
Drop the mic.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking.